25. Peace. The capital city spent 2 days at the end of May, hosting a farewell for the troops who had fought so valiantly and for so long to save the Union. More than 150,000 soldiers, led in many units by young generals on horseback, marched with bands playing in a grand review through the city, passing by the White House, where stands had been erected on both sides of Pennsylvania Avenue for President Johnson, his cabinet, congressmen, and senior officers like Grant, Meade, and Sherman. The skies were bright and clear. People came from every part of the United States to look upon the passing pageant, recorded journalist Noah Brooks. Never in the history of Washington had there been such an enormous influx of visitors. The price had been staggering. The Civil War lasted 1,512 days, resulted in 1,882 general engagements, battles, or major skirmishes, and cost more than 750,000 dead soldiers. By numbers, victory should have never been in doubt for the North, which enjoyed a 2-to-1 manpower advantage on the battlefield and clear superiority in economic resources, military logistics, and naval power. The South had the strategic advantage of defending home territory from an invading army that had to muster a larger force to conquer hostile country. In the early stages of the war, the Confederacy fielded better generals like Beauregard, Jackson, and Lee. It took longer for aggressive Northern generals such as Grant, Sherman, and Sheridan to rise to the top for the Union. But as the war of attrition ground on, the South's economy deteriorated, and its civilian and soldier morale collapsed. Only for so long could the region endure this kind of pounding. What role did intelligence play in this conflict? More than was acknowledged at the time. Northern and Southern civilian leaders largely neglected the gathering of political and economic intelligence because they knew the other's politics, geography, and economic wherewithal. Each side's generals had been classmates in the same military academies and had fought together. They often showed disinterest in strategic and tactical intelligence, believing they could already foresee how an adversary they had known for years would react on the battlefield. But the work of Lincoln's spies, even his inept ones like Pinkerton, his corrupt ones like Baker, and particularly his best ones like Sharp and Van Loo, made a difference.